Now, the estate behind our estate, Modern Shelter, we bought a house there of 75,700,000 naira, 700,000, 750,000 naira. That house in on the papers is Kezia Robinson Uwak.
It's
my name and his name that is on it. He bought another place in Uyo that same week that I prayed for 7 million naira. That's together how much? About 80 point something million. That's in stock. And my name is on the paper. Do you understand? I just sat down there and I realized I've never thought about money, but I did not care about all those things. All I cared about was my babies. I want to live with my children and be. You understand?
Yeah.
And then I was okay. Let me just let you finish.
No, I'm done. Too much crowd.
Okay.
I'm going home.
Okay. And then I was sitting down there, Joseph, and it hit me. Half of everything is yours. The original document for the house, for the car, for everything is in the house. The car is in my name. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Like,
if so you're a rich man now.
Now, apart from even paying child support and all that, God has blessed me with half of the property that he bought when we're married that my name is on. So if I insist that he must have a property, I am worth 40.5 million naira now.
Congratulations, my boss. I'm happy for you.
It's not enough. So you understand what I'm saying? I mean, God is... It's called the Great Wealth Transfer, what is about to happen. Apart from that, I'm taking away what matters. You know, you're always saying that materials don't matter to him. He can get money back. Materials don't matter to him. After I've cursed him and I'm still going to continue doing it, I'm taking away his children. Oh, dear God. No, not just that. That's even less. I'm going to ruin his reputation. Oh, my God. Every social media. Oh, my. He told me there's a picture of me that I sent to him when I was dating him. He told me, I'm going to post it everywhere. I think that matters to me. I really don't give a fuck. And he posted it everywhere. I mean, that picture is so fine. I actually wish the world can see that picture because I'm too fine. Like, I look at the picture, I'm like, damn.
I'm to send that to you.
You're mad. No. I said no.
You know, I still have that one.
I know, I think you still have that particular one, but that's not the question. It's just one he has. Just one. I didn't even say, when I came to Abuja, he asked me to my phone, like, where did I get to? He now took it from my phone and transferred it to himself that he likes the picture. Then now he's asking, I sent him, I said that he's going to post it. He's going to say, he sent it to AirDrop. He's going to send it to the world. He's just trying to use to threaten me. Please.
You're married to him, so what's that?
Exactly. I'm going to just tell them, but I sent him.
But that's the kind of pictures you were taking. That's the kind of
he doesn't
pictures
know, my dear. He knows not. He knows not my past. If he knows it from my past, he will know that one is even sex. That one is even. But that one is actually. The one will fight. The one will fight. At least this one is actually. It's not bad, though, but I'm just standing. Even though I'm covered, my bum is covered, my boobs are covered in terms of that, like, I use emojis on them, but it's so fine. Oh, shit. I'm in a white robe.
I,
like, my
I
hair.
Have
I look.
Picture.
You have it. Yes, you have it.
I still have all of them. I just want to send it to you.
Don't send anything.
I have the ones to go in to buy.
That's why he said he wants to go and post it. He wants to post it. That's why he's interested in me. I'm just looking at him like, he actually has nothing.
Fuck up. Since he's just he a mystery, just make a look. I didn't want to go post.
Read,
you know, Mamsi called me that night.
Yes, so to ask you for Gisi's number, Abby?
No. She told me not to call you. She called me to tell me, just like, please don't call Kezia this night. Don't call her. You sure don't call her at all. Don't call her number. Mm. I was going to her phone. And I'm like, okay, mommy.
Okay.
And I was sleeping in the night when she called me, so I could not even talk. I was like, okay.
Yes.
No, you know, you sent me a message to your mom's phone that I shouldn't text you.
Yes.
That was like on a Friday. And I didn't text that line again because I just figured that, something.
See, do you know what? I don't even regret marrying him. I've not reached that level. I don't regret marrying him. I believe that it was supposed to happen. I believe that it was supposed to happen for wealth transfer. For me to get this money I'm about to get.
No. But you know what I always tell you? That most times I feel like with you, you need to experience things so you understand
it.
What you have.
I have. No. I don't regret it. If I was getting out, I was living empty. I don't regret it. It was meant to happen. I mean, how else will I start my eager land and my business if I don't have capital, for God's sake? My mind being blown right now. This money is going to bring all my dreams. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, my dear. Thank you. Thank you very much. Do you know what he did? He touched the three things, the two things in my life that you can't touch without me killing you.
So I just wanted to tell you, Sha. Let me know. It's just.
Can we just talk generally, even though, like, I'm just, let me just enjoy this few seconds on me.
Yes, we can. Why not?
I shall know you'll be fine at the end of the day. You're a strong woman.
By the grace of God, I am. By God.
It's funny how everything I tell you in this life always happens. Everything.
Yes, but if I had no experience, it wouldn't have been the same. I don't want to hear stories. I need to know.
I don't want you to experience, like,
it's okay.
Do you know how troubled I've been in the past couple of months?
It's a 40 millionaire worth experience. It's all right. It's like Big Brother. Listen, I'll call you back. Trust me, I'll call you back. Don't be scared.
All right,
okay, bye.
All right.
Bye.